If you're considering starting on an academic journey, be it either as a matriculant, job seeker, or current employee looking to improve your skill set, our next insert on the OFM Business Hour is definitely for you. I'm joined by Dr. Mandy Yubar, the Executive Head of Academics at EduVos, the award-winning private higher education institution with 12 campuses across South Africa, offering over 20 accredited qualifications in the faculty of Applied Science, Commerce and Law, Humanities and Information Technology. Dr. Yubar previously held the positions of Head of Campus Operations and Customer Experience, Campus Director, Academic Manager and Law Lecturer, and she now leads the academic function at EduVos, ensuring academic excellence. In Central SA, of course, EduVos has campuses in Bloemfontein, Potchefstroom and Vanderbijl Park, and it does 4 intakes throughout the year, with the next one coming up on the 22nd of July. Dr. Yubar, how is EduVos making private higher education accessible?
Oh, great question. Thank you so much. I think you've mentioned some of it in terms of our 4 intakes, and that really is one of our unique differentiators. So the fact that students don't initially have to wait for the first traditional intake around January, February annually, but that we have 4 opportunities during the course of the year with our next intake coming up on the 22nd of July. So that really opens opportunities, whether for students that just had a matric rewrite or working professionals looking to upskill in the middle of the year. There is still time to start that studies in 2024 with the next intake without necessarily having to wait for the next academic year. Our flexible learning approach also makes it accessible in that students are able to choose one of our 12 campuses located in the 7 different provinces, as you've mentioned, without necessarily requiring students to relocate to a specific location. Our modalities, whether they're in campus, full-time, online, part-time, or distance learning, also speaks to and enables that accessibility, in addition to our wide range of product offerings from higher certificates, degrees, and honours degrees across the 4 faculty in Applied Science, Commerce and Law, Humanities and Information Technology.
And I'm sure this question also comes up a lot. For those planning to commence their studies in 2025, are applications open yet?
Oh, absolutely. So it's not only for students that are already completed and have the opportunity to enroll for now for July for the current academic year, but we also allow our current matrics and grade 12 learners the opportunity to start to kickstart that process and to tick one more thing off the very loaded plate of a matric learner to submit the application process. So students can pre-enroll with the latest academic results, which should be available now, or even with a grade 11 final report. Once students have pre-enrolled, they will receive a provisional acceptance letter from us, and this will allow them to complete the enrollment process when the results are finalized and made available in January. So students have the option to do that in several ways. They can pre-enroll online by visiting our website at eduvos.com through the self-service portal. They can visit any of our 12 campuses Monday to Friday from 8:30 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon, where we have a dedicated team of support staff that can assist them with any queries they may have relating to their studies as well as the process itself. And then we really also encourage listeners and the students to keep an eye out for our national open days and the campus events to explore a campus near you.
You're listening to the OFM Business Hour, and I'm speaking to Dr. Mandy Yubar, who's the Executive Head of Academics at EduVos. Now, we all know quality tertiary education is an investment, but this sometimes seems out of reach due to financial constraints. Dr. Yubar, how does EduVos help to bridge this gap?
As I said, we really pride ourselves in offering quality and affordable education that is accessible to the students. So one of the benefits of pre-enrolling that I've previously mentioned is that prospective students will receive a provisional acceptance letter. And what this enables them is that they can approach one of our or any other funding partner to get financial advice and to really get a head start on securing a student loan for the next academic year. So we've established strong relationships with a number of reputable funding partners. This would include your Capitec Education Finance, Minarch Alternative Funding, as well as Student Hero. So in addition to our relationship with these funding partners, we also share information about quite a wide range of external bursaries that may be offered through external companies or trusts or some organizations that can be applied for by prospective students wanting to study with EduVos, as well as making those opportunities available to current students who is currently busy with their qualifications. And I think it is really important that we understand this importance of the financial constraints and that we don't want that to limit students' studies and their ability to study. So we've also worked really hard to keep our fees comparable to that of public universities. When it comes to private higher education, there's often this conception that it immediately translates to higher fees and really expensive. But from our perspective, we really are pride ourselves in being able to offer affordable and quality education at fees that is comparable to that of our public universities, in addition to offering monthly payment options that can make studying more accessible.
And then lastly, Dr. Yabar, how does Eduvas keep up with technological advances? And what does it mean for education? For example, we've seen an explosion over the last few years in AI.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I don't think any conversation around education can be complete without perhaps even just touching on the AI. I think that response is twofold. It can both be regarded from an institutional perspective and how we leverage technology, including AI, to improve the quality of learning and teaching, in addition to our overall operational effectiveness, but also how we expose and prepare our students to both existing and future disruptive technologies, such as generative AI. So as an institution, we really recognize the profound impact that AI technologies has already had and will continue to have on research, on learning and teaching and the way that we operate. So we truly embrace these exciting opportunities and we are committed to ensuring its ethical and responsive integration across all elements of our organization. So this would include, for example, incorporating AI-related and specific content into the curricula itself, as well as in our learning and teaching journey for students. And one of these many examples would be through our partnership with Eon Reality, which enables us to incorporate virtual, augmented, as well as mixed reality into our learning content. But as I've mentioned from the other side, is also to ensure that our graduates are future fit. And it's important to ensure that we expose our students to technological advancements. So we really focus and pride ourselves on general AI literacy for our students and really empowering them to use AI in a responsible, in an ethical manner, as the technology that we respond to today might not necessarily be relevant in future. So we need to equip and empower them to respond to new and emerging technologies in an ethical and responsible manner to ensure that we equip them for both the current as well as the future job market. And then just very lastly, both through our strategic partnerships with professional bodies and industry engagements, we also continuously ensure that we align with industry standards and best practices in this regard and can implement and bring that back into the classroom and to the benefit of our students.
All very exciting stuff to see what is the future of tertiary education in South Africa. That was Dr. Mandy Yubar, and she is the head of academics at Eduvas, elaborating on how you can step into a brighter future with this award-winning private tertiary institution. For more information, you can visit their website, eduvas.com, or find them on Instagram, LinkedIn, or Facebook. Their team is available to answer any questions that you may have. You can also listen to this conversation again on obfm.co.za and read more under business.